Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Tav Tzadi Daled, Perg of Beis. Hakushia mefursemes b'mishnah hanan. That mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Im Ein Yira Ein Chochma, Im Ein Chochma Ein Yira. That's a famous and rather obvious question. Im lo yitachen achas b'lo yashenia, if one is not possible without the other, if one cannot have Yira without Chochma, nor Chochma without Yira, eifo ha'haschala. Where is the beginning? How does one begin? Hagra ma'elenu yisaderch b'zeh. The Goyin elaborates on this. This is in his commentary to Mishlei Perek Tes Pasuk Yud. He says, "B'machshava hatachlis techila." In thought, what's primary, what comes first, is the end goal, the purpose. V'achakach hachochma heachlas. Then comes the wisdom, how to carry out this project, how to execute it. V'yirah yatachlis, and the tachlis over here is yirah. V'lachen b'machshava yirah techila. So when it comes to thought, when it comes to intention, yirah is first. V'im en yirah en chokhma. U'v'maaseh chokhma techila. When it comes to the execution, then the chokhma is first. V'zeh im en chokhma en yirah. V'chenu b'chol makoyim shamru b'techila ala b'machshava. Wherever Chazal uses this example, this phrase, b'techila ala b'machshava, Hashem wanted initially to create the world with Dino. Hashem initially wanted to create Adam in such a way. B'techila ala b'machshava shekenu atachlis. That connotes the purpose, this phrase, the end goal, the objective. V'zeo she'omar kan techilas chokhma. In this pasuk in Mishlei Perek Tes, when the pasuk speaks about techilas chokhma, perush b'machshava haschalas b'sachlis chokhma yira. So in the realm of thought, yira is the beginning. Says the author, nimtzenu lemedim b'zeh ki techilas hakol yira. What emerges from his words is that the purpose, the ultimate goal, is the yira. In mindset, one has to start with Chokhmah. One has to understand also, when one is approaching the Chokhmah aspect, the thought must be there, because that's the end goal, that's the objective, to reach the Yirah through the Chokhmah. Once again, we said this. The end goal is the Yirah. This is a statement in Shabbos Tov Lamed Aleph. Lo yibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela moy ela kedesh yir'u milefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that there should be yir'ah. Shenema, he quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Ve'elokim asa shir'u milefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, he created in order that there should be yir'ah. Rezoi hatachlis, this is the purpose. Shanivra yisyaches el bo yir'oi ve'akir gedul asoi ve'ru memuse. This is now a definition of yir'ah. In slightly different words to what we've been saying before, but this is a purpose. Yira shanivra yisyaches el boiroi, that the created should relate to his creator and recognize him to whatever extent possible. Zayt suras adam hatirav adam atzmoi. We in the second chapter above we spoke about this. This is the tsura of the world and of the Torah and the individual itself. That what gives the form to the substance. Mikol hanal lomad yesh mida etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'efshar yisyaches eleha ela b'yirah. What we've learned now from the two paragraphs is that there's a certain mida by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one can relate to only through yirah. Lizbonen ba enen resheim. To examine it in the usual intellectual, or using usual intellectual tools, one cannot do. We quote the Gemara Chagigah, b'mufla mimcha al tidroish. There's certain things that we are not permitted to examine through the intellect, and the only approach to them is yirah. Seeing that from our perspective, we have only one approach, and that's yirah. There's also a corresponding midah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that conducts certain things in the world in such a way as to stimulate yirah, and that's. We see this in this phrase in Koheles, Ve'elokim asa shir'u melefanav. We'll see more about this now. Chazal megalim midah zo b'shtei tefois. Chazal reveal this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two phenomena. Omar Rabbi Alexander, Omar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, lo yinivre'u re'omim ela lefashet akmumis shebalev. Thunder was created in order to straighten out certain contortions in the heart. Shneimar ve'elokim asa shir'u milefanav. He quotes this very same pasuk in Koheles. The Kadosh Baruch Hu did in order to create yir'ah. This is in Brachos Daf Nun Tes. Similarly, v'amar Rav Chisda chel mabisha kashe minegada. Rav Chisda says a nightmare is worse than malkois. Rashi explains kashe laguf yasemi malkois. It's even worse lefi shedoeg mimenu, because there's a tension, there's a stress that a that a nightmare produces, which lingers. Shneimar ve'elokim osa shikreu melefonav. The very same pasuk in Koheles, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has this midah, this hanhaga that stimulates yirah. Ve'omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar ve'yichanan ze chaloyim ra. A reference to chaloyim ra, a difficult dream, a nightmare. Ve'in brachos daf nun hay. Says the author, just to explain this, ein la'ram kol peulah ve'toeles bo'ilam. Thunder doesn't seem to have any immediate benefit, any obvious benefit or role in the world, but certainly it wasn't created for naught. What we do see is that thunder really scares people, certainly children, but also adults. As Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi puts it, it just straightens the heart. We have a tendency to see ourselves as masters of the universe and to forget the Creator. So the creation of thunder is just a reminder. Similarly, a nightmare that creates a certain lingering fear. Even if a person tries to calm himself, with the words of Chazal themselves, that every dream contains elements that are null and void, nonetheless is a lingering fear. This is a more internal fear, worry than what comes through thunder. Ki pisoim ha'adam nizkar shu'emed chasar oinim mul minei pur'aniyos she'echoles lavo elav chas v'chalila. Suddenly the person remembers that he is helpless in front of all sorts of calamities that could come upon him. V'gam zayit izgoz, this too is a reminder. Oid yoseh chazaka mimaka shel mamash, even stronger than a real blow. She'yir'u melefonav. Hatargum al pasuk. So this pasuk in Koheles Perigimel, God created so that there should be yirah. The Targum marchives einyan odyesa goes a little further. Uv idan diyese pur anusa be'alma, in times when there are calamities in the world, Hashem udu avad begin didid chalun b'nei yanosha min kodamoy. It's Hashem who is doing this in order that people should have yirah, yid chalun, from him. Kol pur anus haba l'ilam, any calamity that comes to the world, nishlecha mehaboyre kede le'orer yirah, is sent by the Creator in order to stimulate yirah. I'm surprised the author didn't quote here the Gemara in Yevamois, Samech Gimel, that says this explicitly. Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, ein pur anus ba l'ilam ela bishvil Yisrael. Chazal says over there. Calamity comes to the world only for the sake of Yisrael. Rashi, the comments, le'yar'am, kede she'yachzeru b'shuva, in order to stimulate them through yirah to tshuva. Back to the text, Pur Anus Zoy Midasadin. When this Gemara and when the Targum there in Koheles speak about Pur Anus, it's a reference to Midasadin. Kashe Midasadin Poigas Ba'adam. When it impinges upon the individual, Miyadushel Lama Ve'eich. Those are the immediate responses. Why and how? Ve'ein Teshuval She'elois Eilu Milevad Zey She'cheshboin Nafshe Shel Adam Atzmo Yachol Eseizloi. There's no answer to these questions other than what the person can give to himself through his cheshboi nefesh. Ki sheina hanhagas ha-chokhma elyona me-hanhagas yirah. There are two different hanagas that we're speaking about. The hanaga that's based on chokhma and the hanaga based on yirah are different in the following way. Kol inyanah shel chokhma u-shiyesh lah ma'alachim. When we speak about wisdom, it means there are certain processes that we can detect. There are certain rules that we can see. That's what Chochmah means, otherwise it's arbitrary. Chochmah is the opposite of arbitrariness. V'ha'adam ha'mischakei ala Chochmah yachoil l'chol ha'pachos b'midas mah la'amod ala ma'alachim. So a person who follows, tries to understand this aspect of Hashem's Chochmah, can to a certain extent understand the processes. That's there. Lo'ichen b'midas adin. It's different midas adin. Sheba nil'eh ha'adam l'mitzoy ma'alach. It's sometimes impossible to find any mahalach. It doesn't seem to follow any logic, any rules, any program. Dugma lechach, give an example, mimasher ben alav asherim, shehakadosh baruch hu nasa venosan imoy shiv'a yamim kedei le'atil alav ashlichus le'itza'as Yisrael mitzayim. At the Sinai, he spends a week arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, refusing to take upon himself the mission to deliver Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom say Rav, he refuses, Ad Shechara Af Hashem Vayamuchach Leskim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry and he was forced to agree. Why is this? V'chol ze bevadai, מפני שרק משה רבינו עליו השלום היה מסוגל להיות השליח לדבר גדול זה. He was the one individual who was capable of being Hashem's שליח for this tremendous mission. He's the only one, and הקדוש ברוך הוא has to insist that he go. Nonetheless, וכאשר הלך למצרים, when he's on his way to fulfill this great mission, ויהי בדרך במלואין את תאין, ויפגשהו השם ויבקש המיסוי. He encounters Hashem, and Hashem wishes to kill him. In פרשת שמואל, ציפורה הבינה כי זה מפני שלא מל מיד בהגיעוי אס אליעזר בנוי. She understood that this had to do with the fact that Eliezer was not given a bris milah immediately as they reached the inn. והיא מלה אויסוי, so she did it, ואז וירף ממנו. And then we know that the נחש, the let's go of him. But, ואילו לא הבינה ולא מלה אויסוי, let's conduct a thought experiment. If ציפורה had not understood, if she did not immediately perform a bris milah, Mehaya, or what would have happened? Ve'esmiaya Kadosh Baruch Hu yachol lishloach kasher rak Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom ya ro'i lazeh. Who would Hashem have sent when Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who's fitting, which is why he spent a week arguing with him? Eilanu bazeh shum malach. It's not logical over here. It doesn't seem to follow any rule. Bevaday lo yipaleh me'Hashem davar. Certainly, Hayad Hashem tiktzar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has his means. Aval lanu ein kol malach bazeh. We don't have any approach of here. Zoi midas hadin. I made a note for myself to look at Shirei Das of Rabbi Yerucham. Shirei Das, there, page Samech Tzadivav. I think I wrote. At any rate, Harei gam zeh. No, page, it's 130, not Samech. Page 130. הרי גם זה נכלל בעניין חוכמה ויראה. This aspect too is encompassed in the concept of חוכמה ויראה in that mission in פרקי אבות. חוכמה היא הנהגה של הקדוש ברוך הוא שיש לנו מהלך בה. As we've said now a number of times. חוכמה is the way Hashem conducts certain aspects of providence in which we have some sort of understanding. בהנהגה שיש ברוך הוא מטילה עלינו יראה אין לנו מהלכים. Whereas in his anhaga that imposes yira, we have no such mahalachim. Ve'aleinim, about this anhaga, the pasuk in Kohelet says, Ve'elokim asa sheyira'u milefanav. Gedolei olam hayu chayim tamid biyiras shamayim gedola. Gedolei olam always lived with a tremendous yiras shamayim. An example, Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salantin Nishmaso Eden, ala pam beveis kneset echad al habima, kedei lidrosh lifnei hatzibur. He once ascended the bima in order to speak to the community. Be'omdoi al habima, some leiv, when he stood there, he noticed, ki bediyuk lemalim al roishet liyani vishis. He was standing directly underneath a chandelier. Umiyad hu yarad ma'abima. Immediately he went down. I'm chayav misa, and this chandelier can fall right on my head. When asayz durach shasoy mimakom acher beves agnesis, he then went on to deliver his drasha from elsewhere in the shul. He didn't want to stand there. Rekeimach, this is a phrase that he takes from the Eben Ezra, empty heads. Say, Rabbi Yisrael ya atzbani. Rabbi Yisrael was a highly strung individual. וכך מפתירים אחרי כל הנהגה של גדולי עולם שנקראת בה יראה גדולה. This is what they say whenever they notice the הנהגה of גדולי עולם, where you see tremendous יראה. ריקי מוח אלה אינם יודעים לא עם יראה ולא עם גדלוס. They understand nothing of יראה nor of גדלוס. אמנם אמור בברכוי סמך עמוד א', it's true that in ברכוי סמך we have the following סוגיה, which we've quoted a number of times in both volumes. ההוא תלמידה דהבה כועזיק בשרה לרבי ישמעאל ברבי יוסף בשוק עדי ציון. סרטן תלמיד was accompanying the Tana, רבי ישמעאל ברבי יוסף, in the shuk of ציון. חזי דקה מפחד, the Tana saw the Talmid was afraid. אומה לי חטאה, you're a sinner, דכסיב, פחדו בציון חטאים. The passage indicates that only those who have sins in their account have פחד. הרי סתם פחד במחת, סתם ככה a fear comes from חטא, ופחד זה רחוק מיראה כרחוק מזרח ממערב. That type of fear is as distant from יראה as east is distant from west. אולי פחד זה ניתן לתרגמו עצבונוס. Maybe that type of fear can be termed suggestion of a person being highly strung, nervous, anxious. יראה היא ההפך מזה. יראה is the opposite, as we'll see more in paragraph Gimel. יראה is the opposite of this. היא דווקא מחשלת את האדם. יראה is something that strengthens the person יש חזק ותקיף שלא יירא ממאומה חוץ מהבורא יתברך. It makes a person solid, strong, committed, so that he fears nothing other than the Creator. בנקודה זו עלינו להרחיב את הדיבור. On this point we need to elaborate, ונביא בזה דבר נפלא מאדמו"ר יש מסוידן. We're going to start a wondrous statement from Rabbi Yerucha. Paragraph Gimel. ויאמר אלוקים יהי רקיע, the creation. Rashi explains, יסחזק הרקיע. יהי רקיע cannot mean let there be, because it already was created. יסחזק הרקיע means to strengthen. שאף על פי שנבראו שמיים ביום א', even though שמיים were created initially, עדיין לחים היו. They were, so to speak, moist, whatever. וקרשו בשני מגרס הקדוש ברוך הוא באמרו יהי רקיע. On the second day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu scolded the Shemaim and said, Yehi Rakia, that's when it became strong, it solidified. V'zeh she'amru, this is what is meant in the Pasuk, in Yoiv Chavzayin, Amuidei Shemaim yereifefu, it speaks about the pillars of heaven being weak and jelly-like, that's Kol Yom Rishon, that's about the first day. Uvasheni, then the Pasuk goes on to say, Yismu migar rasei, they were shocked from the scolding. Ke'adam shemishteimem v'imed migar rasei me'ayem alav, like a person is shocked by the severe scolding of somebody who threatens him. The author explains further, Hare ha-shamayim nivu'u b'yom rishon, they were created on the first day, aval adayin lo lavashu tzurasam ha-kevu'ah. The heavens are not yet taken on the permanent form. Lachim ayu, that's... Rashi explains this with the terminology. It was moist, it was like jelly, not yet solid. Kedei leagia liyitzivus matzavam, in order to reach proper, like concrete that sets. Initially concrete is wobbly, it's jelly-like, and then it sets. In order to reach that, hayu tzarichim oid ma'amare shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yehi rakia. It needed another statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it be in the rakia. הרי שבבריאה מצב של לחים היו, so we have a situation when the concrete is still moist, ומצב תכליסי בגדר כאשר, and then the end goal situation, where it's set. ומצב שני זה נוצר לידי שישמעו מגער הרסוי. That second condition is achieved through that shock that comes from the scolding of Hashem. אומר אדמו, on this, רבי ירוחם said, אם ישנם שני מצבים בבריאת השמיים, ישנם מצבים דומים גם באדם. It's a thoroughly typical comment from Rabbi Yerucham. If you find these two situations in the creation of the world, then it indicates that there are two similar conditions in man. עד שאדם מגיע לצורסי האמיתיס, until a person reaches his final form, הוא עדיין בגדר לחים היו. He still hasn't set. אינו יציב במחשביסיו ובהתנהגותו, ומספח אנו ואנו. He's not yet stable in his thought patterns, his conduct. This way, that way, he leans, he's volatile. מוסאי הוא מגיע ליציבוס, להיות חזק בדעתו והנהגותו. When does the person reach stability, to be solid, firm, committed in both das and הנהגה? כשהוא עימד ומשתמע מגרס ומאיים עליו, as Rashi puts it, when the person is shocked by the scolding of the one who addresses him, meaning כשהוא בא בסוד היראה, when he reaches some level of יראה. זהו קרשו, this is setting, ישמעו מגרסוי, to be jolted by Hashem's scolding. דווקא על ידי יראה, נהיה אדם יציב וחזק עד שכל רוחות שבעולם לא יזיזו ממקומו. Specifically through יראה, that the person becomes solid, strong, to the point where no wind in the world can budge him. Yerei shamayim amiti eino misapech ana va'ana. A true yerei shamayim is not volatile. It doesn't turn this way, that way. Ki eino mispael mimin adam, v'kol sheken she'eno yerei mimin adam. He's not all that impressed by people, and certainly he's not fearful of people. Hu mesugal leches neged kol ha'ilam kulo leleichas. He's capable of opposing the entire world without hesitation. Is so distant from what people would describe as being anxious or highly strung. This is completely the opposite. Of course, this yir'ah is to go hand in hand with wisdom. Without that wisdom, one could not achieve that yir'ah. This person that we're speaking about is termed in the Torah ish. כך אומר דוד המלך עליו השלום לבנוי, on his deathbed, he tells שלמה המלך, אנוכי הילך בדרך כל הארץ, I'm about to die, וזה חזקת ויישא לאיש. Be strong and be an איש. And בתרגום זה, מלכים א', פרק בייס, ושהי לגבר דחיל חטאין. So when it says ויישא לאיש, It translates, become a man who is dechil chatayim yirei chait. Hari hachizuk shel adam, so once again this idea of setting, the concrete setting, you see over here, the chizuk of the person, v'chozakta v'yisa le'ish, is through yir'ah. Gvar dechil chatayim. V'chein Moshe Rabbein al Hashem, amar b'melchemes amalek li Yoshua, in Parashas Beshalach, when he tells Yoshua, Bechal lanu anoshim, select men, v'tzehi lachem ba'amalek, and go out and do battle with Amalek. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Bechal lanu anoshim? They weren't selecting donkeys or duck-billed platypuses, of course anoshim. What does it mean, Bechal lanu anoshim? Giburim v're'ei chet. They have to be re'ei chet, sh'teh zechusan meseya'ton. Davka yir'ei chet nivcheru le'milchama. Specifically, Yirei Chet were chosen. Ki davka hem giborim. Davka Yirei Chet is somebody who is not fearful of man. Velo yifchadu mikishei milchama. These are people who will not be fearful of the travails of war. Umar echoykay azoy mizeh hayirei v'rach levav. How distant, how completely opposite is this Yirei that we're speaking about from the Yirei v'rach levav, the really fearful person in the normal sense of the word. Of the word, Shneimar loy, to whom it is said in Parshas, Sheftim yelech v'yashev leveisoi, he must go back from war, v'lo yimases levav echav kilvavo, he mustn't melt his brethren's hearts like his own heart. Zehu hayarei, she'osu nevas mechet v'lo miras Hashem. That yorei, is a person whose yirah stems from his own shortcomings, his own chataim, not from yiras Hashem. Koyrei yakar, dear reader, at Ro'e Dvarim Ele V'tameh, you may be wondering, Kitzad Davka Mir'as Hashem Nihyeh Adam Le'ish Chazak. How is it that specifically from Mir'as Hashem the person becomes strong, solid, committed? V'chitzad Harifef Masig Es Yitzivusoi Davka Miga'ar Seizbar. How is it that that which is wobbly can achieve stability specifically from Yir'ah, from Hashem's jolting word? V'la Uchal V'elech Hazes, I cannot explain this to you. Kol mashi'omrim al yir'ah, whatever is said about yir'ah, ein bo yidai lehagish yir'ah lelev ha'shomea ha'yekore. It's not enough to place it into the heart of the one who hears or reads. Seif seif u'muchach leches b'ikvois ha'diburim. At the end of the day, he has to follow the explanations, ul naseis b'riv simas lev, and to try with tremendous attention, lehagia be'atzmoi le'ezer rega'im shir amidis, to reach by himself at least some moments of Trira. As Yeida v'yargish b'atzmo ma'ira, then he will know, he will sense within himself and by himself what Yira is. Adkar.